This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There are starkly differing reactions to the latest report on the search for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Today, the chief U.S. inspector, David Kaye, briefed more members of Congress before returning to the hunt. President Bush says Kaye found evidence Iraq intended to build chemical and biological weapons. Others point out that Kaye and his weapons inspectors have found no actual weapons so far, let alone any that posed an imminent threat to the United States. We have two reports, the first from NPR's Andrea Seabrook from the Capitol.
After Kaye briefed the Senate Armed Services Committee today, he and the top Republican and Democrat on the committee emerged from a secure area of the Capitol to speak with waiting reporters. From Committee Chairman John Warner, Virginia Republican, came one assessment of Kaye's report.
Dr. Kaye and his group have clearly found significant evidence to support that Saddam Hussein, right up to the beginning of this war, was in violation of the UN resolutions as it regards weapons of mass destruction.
But the ranking Democrat on the Armed Services Committee, Carl Levin of Michigan, had a different take.
We've gone over with a fine-tooth comb the findings of Dr. Kaye that there are, to this point, no weapons of mass destruction found in Iraq.
Since Kaye met with lawmakers yesterday, newspaper headlines and broadcast reports have stressed that inspectors have yet to find the weapons that the administration said justified an immediate attack on Iraq. Today, Kaye said that represented just the surface of his report.
I think there is a lot more to this story than we have not yet found weapons. That would not be my lead if I were doing the story.
Kaye says his team may still find actual weapons as they continue searching over the next 6 months, and that they have found other important information.
We have found a lot of evidence of the Iraqi regime's intent to continue to acquire weapons of mass destruction. We have found significant evidence of continuing and prohibited activities that were hidden from UN inspectors, but we will continue these efforts.
But Democratic Senator Levin said today the U.S. didn't depose Saddam Hussein because he wanted weapons.
This isn't an issue about intentions or what the hopes were or what the plans were or what the programs were. What took us to war were statements about weapons of mass destruction in the possession of Saddam Hussein and the threat of their imminent use.
And House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi said after her briefing with Kaye, she is convinced there was no imminent threat.
I said at the time of the vote last fall that the intelligence did not support the threat that was being described. This interim report confirms that observation for me.
Pelosi said today that President Bush should have exhausted every diplomatic effort to stop Saddam Hussein before sending in thousands of U.S. troops. Kaye's work is meant to resolve these questions about the justification the administration gave in the lead-up to invading Iraq. Both sides do agree that Kaye and his inspection team need more time to search. Kaye said today he expects to take 6 to 9 more months before he can draw any definite conclusions. He's due back before Congress in January for another update. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.